My given name is Francis W. Stevenson. Lived all my life as Steve. Born in Billings, Oklahoma. January 7, 1918. Got through high school 1939 and college 1945.
Where did you go to school?
Oklahoma State. Finished school. Worked my way through at Tonkawa on grants and worked for Ward Buick in Stillwater. Paid my own way. Then we got married and moved to Tulsa and started our life.
When you said you started your life, what did you start as you came to Tulsa?
I came to Tulsa and got a job with S.H. Chris, and we were just a young couple starting out on a $20 a week salary.
And what was the name of the company?
S.H. Chris. It's like a TGY. I don't think they have now.
And so you went to work for Kress.
Yes.
And what did you do?
Well, I went on training scholarship. I just worked all over the store. They advanced me. And
what was your degree in?
Marketing.
Okay.
I was one of the first students in that school when they started it.
At OSU?
Yeah.
So then you were looking for a marketing job.
Yes. I turned down other jobs. But my granddad owned what they call a racket store, where they sell a little bit of everything, wheat, and you sell out of the barrel, pickle barrel, and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to follow him. That's why I got a marketing degree and that kind of a job.
So you get your first job in marketing, and you're married to Hazel, your wife. This must have been what you really wanted.
Right. I had a good start.
Well, how long did you work for Kress?
When the war came, I didn't want to get drafted, so I enlisted in the Navy, and I was on recruiting duty in the Navy for 4 years.
You're in the military for 4 years, 41 to 45?
Yeah.
And you're coming out in 45?
Yeah, 45.
Then you go back to work?
At that time, why, all the merchants pledged themselves to take you back. If you was working there and you'd satisfactory, they would take you back, so that happened to me, too. Then they sent me out to manage different little stores around town, Sepulpa and McAllister, and I got my training, on-the-job training, being manager of those locations.
How long did that continue?
2 or 3 years. I cashed out my savings, moved jewelry. Ernest had just finished building his building.
Who's that?
Ernest Moody. And so I had the south half of that. So I was there 10 years.
What location?
12th and Harvard.
12th and Harvard.
He still has a store. When I moved 10 years later, he then took over my space.
What was your business?
As a sundry store.
Sundry store.
And people at that time didn't know what a sundry store was. It really was a new word, but I always described it as it's like a drugstore. We had the fountains and places to eat. It's like a drugstore without a pharmacy.
Okay.
That is the difference.
Drugstore without a pharmacy,
yeah.
Right. Why did you choose to do that? I mean, the Kress store was a variety store.
Yeah, but it was a chain.
But why did you zero in on the sundry side? Was there something as you worked in this variety store, the Kress store, that thought, well, this could be my niche, this could be where I want to zero in? Because you could have started a variety of different businesses.
A pharmacy is a separate business, and I just didn't have the knowledge. Anyway, I just dodged that, and it worked out.
What was it called?
Sea Sundry. And we sold lawnmowers, and we sold boat motors. Then we sold all the drug items except prescription. I had a complete drugstore supply, but I can't use the name drug in my name because I don't have a pharmacy.
Sounded like some hardware items you sold, too.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend, Russell Hass, who worked for a wholesale house, and they sold fishing tackle. So he told me, I'll get 2 samples for everything you need to sell fishing tackle. And then when you sell it, well, you pay me back for one and keep one, and you have your stock. That's the way we did it. So I grew with that. Then Zebco Reel came out at that time. It was invented by a barber, and he ate breakfast at our place every time. So he followed the progress of that reel, and when he finally got ready to sell it, he brought it by and showed me by going outside the store to cast it. Of course, you know what they do, they just take off. I was the first one that cast it.
The first? Yeah. Zebco?
And it was so advertised that all the people were coming in and paying for it first. David's Hardware was the
main hardware store?
Yeah. And so they also had these reels ready to go out. Well, anyway, Hull called me up at 5 o'clock and said, "Steve, how would you like to be the first one to sell Zebco in Tulsa?" I said, "Great." He said, "Okay, get on your telephone and start calling your people. You have them." So I stayed about till 10 o'clock that night and sold my 20.
Remember how much they cost?
$20.
You used your cash-out money from Crest to start this store then, is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, and more. Do you remember Ed, he started Farmer and Merchant Bank.
F&M Bank.
F&M Bank. He was across the street. And so I got ready to open and had all my money spent. And of course, he and I became friends. We were across. So I went over to borrow some money. And I forget how much I asked for it, maybe $800 or $900 or something. So we sit down and talk. He's a gruff guy. He said, "I'll tell you, Steve," he said, "that's not enough. You better take twice." So he doubled my note. He financed me for about a couple of years till I got on my feet. And that is what I wanted to say is what makes Tulsa, is the independents help each other.
Yeah.
How many buildings in Tulsa are built by people wanting to do things? How many schools? How many libraries? That's what Tulsa is all about.
Yeah, that's very true. So then he allowed you to buy more stock then?
Yeah, he backed me. That was a good generation.
So we're talking in the mid-40s.
Yeah, because 58 is when I moved up to where I am now.